flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did Mike Vrabel hire Josh McDaniels, or did Robert Kraft and Jonathan Kraft hire Josh McDaniels?
Mike Vrabel hired Josh McDaniels.
So no forced marriage here. He went through the interview process and came down to the candidate that he wanted.
That's what I believe to be the case. Yes, absolutely.
High noon here on WEEI. That was Adam Schefter yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, that's what I believe. Oh.
You believe.
Well, this guy's very informed.
He's an info man, but that was, I believe,
that was just an interesting way to say it by Adam Schefter.
I know.
A lot of his reports aren't, that's what I believe, yeah.
But there's
a lot of his reports are, this is the way it is.
I know, but both things can be true. Robert Kraft could say, this is the guy I want, and Mike Vrabel could say, yeah, I also want him. Is that possible?
Yes.
It does feel like Kraft wanted him more than Vrabel wanted him, but when you look at all the different possible candidates to come through here and be the offensive coordinator, this seems less forced upon. Well, let me ask you this. When Bill O'Brien came back, we know that was the guy that Belichick worked with and liked before, but then he thought Bebop and Rocksteady could coach the offense.
Correct.
And then Robert Kraft stepped in and was like, we can't have these guys running the offense. We're bringing back Bill O'Brien. I don't think Belichick wanted him, but I also don't think he was completely against
it. No, if it were up to Bill, Bill would have let Patricia keep calling plays.
Correct.
And Bill technically would have been right. Patricia had a better year than Bill O'Brien.
That's true.
So Bill, if it were up to him, would have run it back with Patricia, but he probably was like, yeah, whatever. I'll go along with
it. I think
Bill
he's
O'Brien
like okay with it, even though he's like, all right, the owner likes him.
Not my first choice. The impetus was the owner.
Yeah.
The driving force behind it was the owner, but Bill went along with it. Yeah, I could see a similar thing with Vrabel. That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. We have pros and cons for the Patriots coaching staff. Our guy, Monty Mack, in the Twitch chat.
Always pro.
Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI said, yeah, let's do pros and cons when there hasn't been a game played yet.
All right, we'll wait.
I mean, I would like to think.
So you can't like or dislike the hire?
Reacting to the coaching staff before games are played, I would like to think that's in bounds
for
Sports Talk Radio, but maybe not.
That would be a risky proposition. If you waited until the first game to react to Jerod Mayo, you would really liked him. One game, 1-0, you'd be like, this guy's good.
I did.
And then things went south.
It went south very quickly. So I like to think doing the pros and cons now before games are played,
mm-hmm.
so you actually have an opinion and a stance that then you can be, I don't know, right or wrong about, or you can say, boy, I had this, was way off on that one.
No.
I would like to think now is the time to get that out, but I guess not everybody agrees.
You are wrong.
You also have the opportunity to give your own pros and cons to the coaching staff.
Maybe it's all pros, for God's sakes. Maybe you're just so in love with the staff. It's 30 seconds of pros.
We did have a caller earlier today give one 30-second pro.
It was like one take, really.
It was really just one long, elongated take.
Fleshed it out, though.
We still hit him with the buzzer.
Yeah, 30 seconds is up. You're done.
So we did this earlier today, along with our conversation about who's really running the Patriots.
Yeah.
And do you trust whoever that is? If it's the Krafts, do you trust them? I don't. And that's who I think it is. Keith thinks it's Vrabel right now, who's kind of calling the shots on all these things. Is Vrabel the right guy for that? Do you trust Vrabel? You can jump in on that as well. We'll circle back to it. But I think we should give you our pros and cons.
Okay.
We put ourselves earlier on the 60-second clock,
sure
like
did.
We do on most Thursdays. Mm-hmm. I went first last time. Let's have Keith go first if we
All
could
right.
do this, Nick.
I like it.
This is Rich Keefe's pros and cons to the Patriots coaching staff on the clock. 60 seconds. Let's hear what you got, Keith.
All right, here you go. Patriots coaching staff pros. You have real coaches. You have real professional coaches. Not like last year. So Mike Vrabel comes in as a legitimate boss. Everybody is going to respect Mike Vrabel on the team and around the league. He's going to be able to command a room, command a sideline. Nothing is going to surprise him on game day. Nothing is going to surprise him in the week leading up to game day. Josh McDaniels has called plays in the NFL almost as many years as Drake May has been alive. This guy has a ton of experience doing that. Terrell Williams, our Hoss of the Week. This big fella coached the D-line for the Lions. The Lions did a great job defensively up front, especially when they were healthy, and did a good job against the run. And he has a great working relationship with Mike Vrabel. The cons, it does seem like another sham interview process for all of these guys. Like, they had their mind made up before. They didn't do any real interviews, and they just landed on two throwbacks, former player, former coach, for the third time. Josh McDaniels has also, in 8 years without Tom Brady, only had two good offenses.
No!
That was a minute?
Yeah, it was a little extra time there.
I think you rushed me. That felt like it was 30 seconds.
I was told, how dare you question Nick, I was told that was a 61-second file is what I was told.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Well, there's a little bit of time there to, you know, maybe we didn't take off right away. There's like a little start.
Sometimes I'm guilty of hemming and hawing right when I first get on the clock. It's a little nerve-wracking when you first get on. Yeah, you just got to go. You broke some news in there. Terrence Williams, our Hoss of the Week.
He should be. Congrats.
Well.
Yeah, Sabathia's pissed. CC Sabathia did get into the Hall of Fame.
Sabathia snubbed. He could be our comeback Hoss of the Week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he comes back from not being on the list. He could be our comeback Hoss of the Week maybe next week.
All right.
But so Keith broke a little news in there. I'll give you my pros and cons to the coaching staff. Here's what I came up with. On the clock. Let's hear it. All right, pros. Vrabel, McDaniels, they're professionals. They've both done it before. Basically, they're not Gerard Mayo. They're not going to be surprised by anything. I do like member berries, Super Bowls, Tom Brady. I remember. Quarterback success. Vrabel went to an AFC title game with Ryan Tannehill. McDaniels has developed a lot of young quarterbacks. I do like the facial hair. Vrabel's got a good beard. Jeremy Springer, very well-groomed. I think that's a plus. They should be media savvy. I'm looking forward to Vrabel with Greg. No walk back Mondays. And I like that Terrell Williams, the defensive coordinator, loves violence, which I approve of as long as it's not towards me. Cons, they're not on trend. It's a defensive head coach, nobody from the McVay tree. Both Vrabel and McDaniels out of coaching last year. I think that's a problem. McDaniels wears a visor, like Andy Hart, like LPGA golfers. I don't think that's good. Drake May has to start over with the lingo for Josh McDaniels' offense. I don't like that. Elliot Wolf's still here. I'm told he won't do anything, but I'm dubious. And maybe the worst thing, Bill Belichick gonna find a way to take credit because these are all his guys. Any success, he'll take it. He will take that credit. You know that's coming.
Well, poor Andy Hart catching a stray there. Just, you know, living his life, wearing his visors. Did you take a shot at him for that?
Well, he draws so much attention to Josh McDaniels being a visor guy.
Well, they are.
I think he legitimately just tweeted Brian Schottenheimer's a visor guy.
These guys are getting jobs left and right wearing these visors around.
Looking like LPGA golfers out there.
Yeah, a little bit. But you know, keep the sun out of your eyes.
You know that Bill's going to take credit for this year. You know it. It's like, oh, McDaniels is there. Yeah. I remember when I had Mike Vrabel and this and that. Plus, they're all his players.
Although, it's like, he didn't want to take credit for Mayo, even though Mayo only knew football in the NFL from Bill Belichick.
Yeah,
but whatever.
No, Bill very wildly inconsistent. Yeah. He takes credit when it's good for him. He doles out blame when it's good for him.
Although he took pen to paper, apparently.
Oh, I forgot about that.
He signed his contract yesterday.
Jonathan Jones, who had the original report that Bill hadn't signed his deal.
Not the corner.
Not the Patriots
corner. The other Jonathan Jones.
Dabbling in different lines of work. No, for CBS Sports. He says that Bill has a fully executed contract now with the University of North Carolina.
Yeah. So if he's going to break his contract, he's going to have to break one that he signed.
I'm sure he was always willing to sign that. I'm sure that was just an oversight that just, I was totally willing to get around to signing that.
They're like, crap, it's out there?
Yeah.
People know about this now?
Well,
fine.
Doesn't that tell you Carolina was getting a little squirrely? Because I'd imagine that's where it came from.
Or do you think he was waiting until the Cowboys actually hired their guy?
Maybe it's that.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah. Maybe the fact that some of these jobs actually are filled up now while signing the contract.
Maybe.
Good theory.
Who knows?
I would have interpreted it as North Carolina getting a little squirrely, circulating the info on the contract. But you're right. Bill Belichick sounds like officially will be the head coach at the University of North Carolina. His buyout really doesn't prevent much, but he has put pen to paper, according to CBS Sports.
There you go.
So we had a lot of overlap on the pros and cons with the coaching staff. If you have pros and cons, things you like, things you don't, you can jump in at 617-779-7937. We'll put you on the clock. You get 30 seconds. We get 60. It's our show. We get a little more time. Stretch our legs. A few more pros, a few more cons. We can put you on the clock to do that 30 seconds at a time. Again, at 617-779-7937. The experience to me, even though I think the Patriots put too much on that, you're not going to have, I don't think anyway, the disaster, embarrassment, blow up in your face like it did last year. I do feel good about that. Your floor is much higher. And there is something to be said for that. If it's the best thing you can say where, hey, we're not going to be a four-win team. We might be a 7 or 8 win team, but we're not going to be a 4-win team. If that's the best thing you can say, it's still not great. But that is something that I think most of us feel good about with Mike Vrabel. He's a guy who's done it.
Yeah, maybe he's a guy somewhere.
He's a guy who even learned a few things from the end of Tennessee and maybe his year last season in Cleveland. Maybe you'll see a guy who's grown in that way. I think we agree on that. That's the biggest plus with this team.
All right, for sure. Let's ask it this way. Last year at this time, when Washington announced they were going with Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury versus this year, the Patriots announcing Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, like which one in the moment, we didn't know that they were going to be in the NFC Championship game.
No.
So I'm saying, like, at that time, you knew they had a high pick. They were also going to take a quarterback, just like the Patriots were. And it was retread defensive head coach, and it was failed head coach, offensive coordinator. The two kind of mirror each other quite a bit.
Yeah.
And me personally, I like Vrabel more than Quinn, but I like Kingsbury more than McDaniels.
Same.
But if you add them together, it's kind of similar.
Yeah, which one would you take? I think I would have taken the Patriots combo.
Yes.
If you told me last year Jaden Daniels got Vrabel and McDaniels, I'd go, oh, they're onto something there. Whereas I completely dismissed Quinn and Kingsbury, and the only reason I even...
More so because of Quinn for me, because I was like, what are you bringing Quinn in there for? And like they passed on Bill Belichick for Dan Quinn.
I was dismissive of both.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I would have wanted Kingsbury over Van Pelt.
Yeah.
But I was dismissive of both. I mean, if you're just telling me in real time the hire, and it could be just a Patriots bias because we followed Vrabel and we know what McDaniels is capable of when things are in a good spot, meaning you have Tom Brady, I'd feel good about that. I'd feel better about that. So, yeah, I mean, if you just told me these guys got hired for Washington last year, I'd say that's good for Jaden Daniels. I guess if I'm being consistent,
yeah,
this is good for Drake May. I don't know if it's great for Drake May, but, yeah, I like it better than Quinn and Kingsbury. Yeah.
So Quinn made it further.
Or at least I would have before we saw this year play out.
Right. Yeah. So Quinn was in Atlanta for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, five and change. He got fired during the season.
Nice.
Mike Vrabel was in Tennessee for 6 years. Quinn got to the Super Bowl, as we all very well know. Mike Vrabel never got to the Super Bowl, but he had more playoff appearances. So, like, you could argue that one back and forth. I just like Vrabel overall better than Quinn, but track record somewhat similar. I think more wins actually for Vrabel. He had a better winning percentage, and then he gets hired another year after, you know, not being a head coach. Cliff Kingsbury, Josh McDaniels. I'm sure locally people prefer McDaniels. Nationally, I don't know. Maybe they'd go Kingsbury just because he's worked with more quarterbacks and he's had more success with a variety of quarterbacks than McDaniels has. But it does seem like I've sort of changed my tune a little bit, and Washington's a big reason for it, where I was so dead set on you have to get an offensive coach. But there are examples of defensive coaches still coaching really good offensive teams. Sean McDermott's one of them.
There's quite a few.
Dan Quinn.
Yeah, and there's others that we like that setup, and we say, oh, okay, this is a coach that's worked well with a young quarterback. I mean, C.J. Stroud and D'Amico Ryan. Stroud had a worse year this year, but that worked.
Yep.
That's worked 2 years in a row. They've made the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Now
they've
won playoff
games 2 years in a row.
It was Slowick with Shanahan. Slowick was a Shanahan tree guy.
He was.
So, okay. So they did go that route. A lot of these good offenses peel from one of the two trees.
So discussing the offensive coordinator hire, it feels to me, And if I had to guess, ownership still has their fingerprints all over the Josh McDaniels hire. They have their fingerprints all over Elliott Wolf still being here. Obviously, they handpicked Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
Forget fingerprints on that one. That one's clearly
them. That's it.
So I do wonder how different things really are. You still hired a guy who played for you that you knew. At least he was proven and did it on his own in Tennessee. But you still hired a guy who played for you here in New England and you had a direct connection to. You didn't go through a full process. I know you talked about this, Keith, in your pros and cons. Elliott Wolf, you should have blown out. He's still here for some reason. Why?
Well,
I still haven't gotten a good answer on that.
Let me give you this one.
Yeah.
This might be a pro to add to the list. So, yeah, Elliott Wolf is here. Everybody kind of rolls their eyes at that and wonders why. Did Elliott Wolf pick Mike Vrabel? Absolutely not.
Nope.
Did he pick Terrell Williams? Absolutely not. Did he pick Josh McDaniels? Probably not. Right? He's got some... No, did he come here? Yeah. Yeah, he was here when Josh was here at the end.
They
of
did.
Josh's
they ending. Did overlap.
So
they overlap.
But like, we're not
him.
Giving it. Like, yeah. So what I'm saying is like the GM, or I don't know, he doesn't have the title, but the guy in all effectiveness that we think is sort of the GM, the head player guy from a year ago, they retain him. The four biggest decisions they've made in this offseason don't seem to involve him at all.
Well, I don't think they involve him, but him being around in the first place involves ownership.
Well, that's a crap
ownership.
Thing. Yeah.
Ownership has the connection to McDaniels. Yeah. Ownership has the connection to Vrabel. I still think ownership is calling the shots, which is their right. It's their football team. They can do it if they want.
Yeah.
But the separate debate would be, is it the right thing for the club? And I'm not sure it is. You think Vrabel's actually the one calling the shots?
Yeah. I mean, part of that's being hopeful, but I also just think that he wouldn't take this job. I think there were really other jobs available to him. Unlike McDaniels, I think Vrabel, if he was dead set on a couple of these other jobs, probably could have done it. Like, if he focused all his attention on, I don't know, the Saints job or the Jets job or the Jaguars job or something, I think or Raiders, for God's sakes. Just stop right there. I think if he really wanted the Raiders job, he probably could have done it, and he could have worked with Brady and Seymour and, you know, their new GM now, the guy from the Bucks. He just doesn't want to get burned like he did in Tennessee before, so I don't think he signs up for it and is like, hey, I'm just happy to coach the team that I played for. No, he wants to have more success now than he did then, and one of the ways to do that is to not get blindsided by some ridiculous trade or get completely overruled on like the number four pick in the draft or any of these major decisions. But Elliott Wolf and these other guys are still left around because you do have a practice squad. You do have 53 guys on the roster. Like, you do have to scout seventh round picks. You do have to do all this other stuff that I think is not going to be, you know, Mike Vrabel's responsibility.
Yeah, it comes back to, even if you believe it's Vrabel, I don't. Yet. And that's going to be a hard one to figure out who's really in charge. We might go back and forth on it. And, you know, maybe there will be key decisions like an A.J. Brown type pivot where it'll become clear who's in power. Eventually, I think it will be. But I don't know when that'll be. Whoever's in charge of the Patriots, whoever you think is in charge of the Patriots, do you trust them? Are they the right person to do it? And are the Patriots back on track? That doesn't mean they're back to winning Super Bowls and being a dominant franchise for two decades. But are they back on the right track, is how I should put that, to being a competent organization, being an organization that can get back to the playoffs, compete for players in free agency, and looked at as a generally well-run franchise. I'm still skeptical, but look, these are some real hires that feel like the rest of the league looks at it and goes, oh, Mike Vrabel, good hire.
Real guy.
Oh,
real guy.
Josh McDaniels, real guy, good hire. Coaching staff coming into place. Makes sense. Vrabel has a personnel guy here with him. I don't even think the league, we don't like Elliott Wolf here in New England.
No.
I don't think people within the league dislike Elliott Wolf. So I think there's a lot of people looking at it from afar who probably go, yeah, the Patriots, this is a well-run organization. Let's see. I'm not giving them the benefit of the doubt. And just about every hire they've made, Vrabel, keeping Wolf, bringing in McDaniels, makes me think that not enough has changed from last year where they should have looked at it and gone, okay, we tried this with Mayo. It didn't work. Let's start over again. I don't think they started over again.
But, I mean, at the very least, Mayo, Covington, Van Pelt are gone.